God bless the flag, we all beating our chests. When it's peace, it's the same old game, the same old players, same old name. My skin is my sin.
My skin is my sin.
My skin is my sin.
The problem, then maybe we can solve it. Babe, ain't gotta speak. Oh no, please don't bother. The pain too deep between you and me. Don't let it go no farther. I respect you like my mother. You love me like your father. We barely knew our parents, so that made our job much harder. By the blind, we both was brought up. No love is what they taught us. We reciprocate the hate we learned, and somehow they still fought us. All we needed was some tender love and care. A crowded room, don't be confused, ain't none there. They all we needed was some tender love and care. They want you around, but you feel love when you not there. Oh, it ain't fair, you see, I promise I would never push you, never hit you, I would only love you. Promise that I got you, that I'm proving there can never be another. Promise that I got your back and we would never let each other struggle. I honor that you got my back, cause you the brain and baby, I'm the muscle, so I trust you. That's why I love you. Beneath your feet, but God above you, babe. That's why I trust you. That's why I love you. You keep the devil beneath your feet, but God above you. They call us the power couple. Shout out to others who left some things along the way, but not each other. Hey, my power couple, straight from the struggle. They lost some things along the way, but not each other. They call us. You can put the house in your name. I can put the lights in my name. You can put the gas in your name. Put the layaway in my name. I can put the car in your name. Put the cable in my name. I paid off with my change. Never wanna hear you complain. Yeah, now I respect you like my sister. You trust me like your brother. Our friends have separated, but we still ain't left each other. They talk down because they jealous. Move on is what they tell us. When the love is strong, get in your bone. It's known to be rebellious. All we needed was some tender love and care. Call on family, for some ain't none there. They all we needed was some tender love and care. You got that love and best you keep it, cause it's real. It ain't fair, you see. I promise I would never push you, never hit you, never disrespect you. Promise that if ever drama, I'm the one that's coming to protect you. Promise that I got your back, and if you ever feeling any pressure, I honor that you got my back, cause we unstoppable when we together. So I trust you, that's why I love you. Beneath your feet, but God above you, babe. That's why I trust you. That's why I love you. You keep the devil beneath your feet, but God above you. They call us the power couple. Shout out to others who left some things along the way, but not each other. Hey, my power couple, straight from the struggle. They left some things along the way, but not each other. They call us the power.
You can put the house in your name. I can put the lights in my name. You can put the gas in your name. Put the layaway in my name. I put the call in your name. Put the cable in my name. I paid off with my change. Never wanna hear you complain.
Every grinder gon' fall off.
Every hustler gon' take a loss. They get right back up and shake it off. Then they run it back up and be taking off. Yeah, brand new grind this year. Got a brand new mind this year. Till I miss my time this year. Fuck nigga, can't stop my shine this year. Hey, producer got the coke in the kitchen. Come through with that soda, then I whip it. Time to hit the road to distrip it. Know you got that wrist when they can feel it. How to fell off, got it right back. Self-made boss, they don't like that. And I got my own style, this is real rap. Everything on guard, they gon' feel that. Too much sauce, all of this drip, ain't no wiping it off. Haters to see, they don't like it at all. They come with that smoke, I'm inhaling it all. Won't cough, I'm from them huff rides. Blood of a chief, I grew up violent. The blood on my feet, it ain't God's honor. It's the blood from the people that won't sign it. Keep your ears to the streets, you gon' know by it. Every gangster you meet, they gon' co-sign. That's the second they heard kind of sun rhyme. Never felt so much truth within one line. Ain't no question who been going the hardest. Ain't no question who been fighting charges. Ain't no question who been living lawless. Why you asking questions? You informant. Dead on my session in my corner. Liquor drinking, reeking marijuana. Young ain't want a job, but they don't want him. He can't read or write, but keep it on him. Lost money. Lost money. Got it back, got it back, lost car, lost car. Got him back, got him back, lost honey, lost honey. Got him back, got him back. Left me, left, came right back.
Job, but they don't want them. He can't read or write, but keep it on them. What's good, fam? This is Jobs, and you are tuned into My Skin Is My Sin on Blog Talk Radio. From goons to gods, we welcome everyone. We only have one rule, and that's be respectful. Shout out to you. Shout out to your family. I hope your life was well today. If not, and you feel like calling up, you can share your story. But, you know, if this is your first time, and I don't know what's going on. It's every week I'm complaining about the live stream. I'm pretty much just making y'all aware that it's being interrupted for some odd reason. On my end, it looks like it's working perfectly. It should not be a problem at all. So that would be on the Facebook end. Ain't much I can do about that. But, you know, I'm going to clean up the show anyway when we get done. And then I'll put it on the YouTube channel. And I'm so go to My Skin Is My Sin on YouTube and subscribe. And I need to start posting it on the website. Like, I haven't done a squadouche for the website. I'm terrible. Shout out to Patrima Gilbert, though, and D. Macy Love, man. Like definitely appreciate y'all. Shout out to Joe Cool. And if this is your first time tuning into the show, we really don't talk about shit for the first 15 minutes. So go get something to drink. Go use the bathroom. Go call somebody. Text them. Do what you got to do. Should be a good one. Man, I'm thirsty as hell. I'm seriously thirsty over here. Somebody send me something to drink. I do appreciate that. Anyway, you can call up. The number is 347-855-8692. And I'm just waiting on the plug to pull up to the show. And we'll get it cracking a little bit. And I think it's an interesting couple of topics that we got, to be quite honest. And we'll probably get into some more things. It's just one of them days where, to keep it a stack, I thought that I had told somebody to come on this week, and I was wrong. So it was my bad. And initially, I'm a really be honest with y'all. I literally told somebody I didn't want to talk about the Ados thing. Because, like, I seen some of the things. That, you know what? Let me back up a little bit because I don't want to. Let me see where Rome at, man. You got like 6 minutes. 6 minutes. Dougie Fresh, you're on. That's such a classic song. Like, that song will still get a party rocking no matter where you at. And again, I do apologize if you're trying to catch the live stream.
And I do, oh, shout out to Angelique. Man, the queen, man, just be showing real love, I must admit, man. Like, always have, man, just thorough. Just a good person. So salute to you, queen. Who else? Who else we shouting out today? Oh, man, go check out emeraldshell.com. Like, just very dope people, very dope jewelry. Definitely salute. Been rocking with the show for a minute, too. Shout out to Mahogany. And you know what? Shout out to everybody that's been on this show, you know, and the original queen, Amber. Shout out to AJ. Shout out to Afi. You know, Afi held it down the longest, like the you know outside of the plug. You know, so shout out to you. I think it's a tie between Afi and AJ. So apparently I'm just a really shitty individual to work with. Like, let's just get that out there. And somehow Rome is just, you know, like, I guess, crazy enough to be bothered, you know. But shout out to everybody that's actually, like, participated, man. That's pretty dope, man. Shout out to Knowledge Born. That's a friend. And I don't say that lightly. Shout out to Keith. That's a friend, and I don't say that lightly. Shout out to Kimmy Kimmett. Who else? Shout out to my daughters. And shout out to my mother. You know, and shout out to my brother and my nephew. And don't ask me why I just felt like thanking some people. I guess, you know, I'm just in one of those moods where I felt like acknowledging some people that I feel like have really helped. And not just about the show, but just helped me as a person, helped me understand me better. And I'm a confused individual, if y'all can't tell already. I just happen to talk about some things occasionally, you know, and I hope it's playing now? I'm not sure. I've not even tried to deal with the live stream on Facebook. If you can hear me on Facebook and you listening, please say what's up to me. You know, if you're not listening and I really had shut it down initially, okay. No, not, I don't know. Let's see if we can invite some people. Hopefully that won't mess anything up. And y'all know my multitasking ability. I see, as soon as I try to invite some people, interrupted again. That's so irritating. And I understand what's happening, and I'm not the only person that's suffering from and I won't say person, we're not the only show that's suffering from Facebook kind of really, like, putting their foot in our ass about maybe, I guess, what we're saying. I'm not sure. I haven't even said anything yet to keep it a stack. But I got 2 minutes, man. Where the hell is Rome at? Because I'm ready. We're going to start this party without him. And damn, man, it just really bothers me that and what I'll do is let me post the link to the blog talk show in the live stream, and that way we can kind of at least give people the opportunity to check us out, since we ain't got but a couple minutes to go anyway. And I should have thought about that earlier. Hey, I'm not the brightest person on the planet. And if you can hear the sound of my voice, man, you're doing all right. Literally. You know, and it's crazy, like, when I kind of just look at the little blog talk statistics, that whether they right or wrong, you know, it does tell you that there's somebody on the other side of the fucking globe that listens to us on a consistent basis. That's crazy. That's actually crazy if you think about it. Hold on, man. Apparently the plug showed up just in time. What's good, bro?
Yo, what's happening, bro?
Yo, what's happening, man? Yeah, the live stream was tripping on Facebook, man, so I did put the little, hopefully people can hear it. Now, every time I try to mess with it, it just get interrupted, so I'm not even going to mess with it no more. But if you can hear me, man, it ain't my fault. You know, it is what it is. Let's roll. How's life, bro?
Man, complicated, man. You know what I'm saying? You know, I'll be having my little gripes and whatnot, bro. You know what I'm saying? But I ain't going to complain. You know what I mean?
Shit, we all have our gripes about life, bro. To keep it a stack. You know, it is what it is. And I understand, man.
Yeah,
we go through shit, bro. Just
yeah,
keep your head up, man. And your nose to the grind. You'll be all right, bro. And I know you. You'll survive.
You know,
bro.
That's part of the problem. Yeah, I'm a survivor. That's true.
Yeah.
I do
no
survive.
Doubt. You do survive. Some of the shit self-inflicted, we
yeah.
all go through that.
Man,
I don't, not as much
as you like to think, though. You know, not as much as you think.
Not as much as I think.
Man, it's not as much. It's not as self-inflicted as you think, man. Like, you know,
I mean,
like,
shit, like, you think about it, the average cat, man, like, if he really honest with himself, probably half the time, especially in relationships, is the problem. A little bit more than half the time, to be keeping a stack.
Yo, man, I don't agree with that.
Now, that's true, though, bro.
I don't agree with that.
We just don't want to admit it.
It's not, man.
It is true, bro.
Listen, I take blame for everything. You know what I'm saying? I'll definitely tell you what I did wrong, you know, anything of that nature. You know what I'm saying? Like, sometimes it's just a circumstance. It just is what it is. You know what I'm saying? Like, and
I mean, but there's a
it.
Difference between taking blame and changing the behavior.
Yeah, but...
It's like I could take you... If I screw up bad enough, I could buy you some shit, say I'm sorry, and you'll get over it. I'm going to keep doing it as long as I got the bread to keep paying you. Basically, and not even in a payment necessarily way, but in the smallest way. You do some fucked up shit, and she'd be like, okay, you may be inclined to do that fucked up shit again. So y'all both participate.
Right, all right, that I can live with. But
yeah.
The fact that it, that it's more one part than the other, like, I don't rock with that. Like, it's two
yeah.
people, it's 50-50, man. You
but I'm
man,
saying
like,
generally, I'm just saying not in one specific relationship, but like generally, I'm being honest, bro. I think that we probably are the majority, not by a long shot, but we probably are the majority of the reason that shit go haywire.
I guess I could rock with that.
There's an expectation for a woman to stay with a man despite him cheating on her if he fits a certain criteria of a man otherwise. Like, there's literally somebody, grandma, right now probably telling them, look, I know he fucked around on you. Your grandfather fucked around on me too. But
right.
he had X, Y, Z, blah, 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 and we got through it.
Yo, I saw a post. I saw a post, I want to say yesterday, and in all black relationships. And it was this picture of this extremely attractive, well-shaped queen. And the question was, would you put up with her if she had a bad attitude? You know what I'm saying? So I answered, you know what I mean? I gave my honest opinion. And just keep it all the way above. Yeah, like, until I smashed enough, you know what I'm saying? Like, after I smashed, like, I kind of got my satisfaction out of it. You know what I mean?
As long as you get what you want, you good.
As long as what?
As long as you get what you want, you good. Hey, we do got to jump that the ADOS topic off, too, man. I got some shit I want to talk about with that, too, bro.
Get into it.
All right, so, and I'm so limited in the shit, like, I'm going to keep it a stack, you know. But I spoke to somebody, actually, I take that back. I'm on Twitter doing my thing, and I see Talib Kweli and some, like, ADOS people, like, going at it. And I'm like, damn.
Yeah,
and it's, there's somebody in that mix that I'm familiar with. And I'm like, look, bro, why don't y'all just come on the show? You know, we could chop it up and kind of like squash that shit. And man, like,
right.
niggas got mad at me. Like, the ADOS people, this happened to me personally. I'm not saying they doing this to everybody. But it was, and I'm not saying I got like 100 mentions and no shit like that. I'm not. you know. But, like, they was at, to the point where I had to tell one dude, like, bruh, location on, nigga, the fuck? Like, and after
yeah.
that, I'm like, man, you know what? I told old boy, because he was trying to, I'm not sure who he wanted me to the name of the person that he wanted me to, that he wanted us to interview. But
yeah.
at that point, I was like, bro, I don't even want to be bothered with the subject. And then I started, if the live stream is working, it's a video of this cat. I believe his name is Antonio Moore. And if I'm wrong, somebody please correct me. But this is the cat that say he started ADOS. Him and Yvette, what's her name? Is it Kearney?
I want to say Caldwell, but I'm not 100% sure.
Hold on, you know what? Because I was watching it just you know before the show, and what is dude's damn. Anyway, but anyway, like, and so I reached out to dude, and I'm like, no, man, we're not talking about that shit. Like, this nigga got me out of pocket. Like I'm ready to fight this nigga, man. Like, I was that upset. And then
yeah.
I start watching this cat video. And, yeah, that's his name. And her name is Yvette Carnell.
Carnell, okay.
You know, and I've heard the name, not familiar. And I'm going to be honest, the things that I've heard were not flattering. ADOS aside, however, again, I'm not familiar. I ain't making no judgment, just telling it how it is. But the way he was explaining things, I was like, okay, I get that. But it sounds good on paper.
Right.
But just as a person, I can't see living next door to a Jamaican family and then everybody else on the block rich and them niggas still broke. Like, it just, it takes the humanity out of shit. Like, we, like, come on, bro. Like, when, and then, like, he was talking about, well, if I go to Kenya, or Nigeria, I can't remember which country he said. But if he goes there, he doesn't benefit from the system that they have in place, the social system.
Right.
Like, there are no perks for a black man from America going to that particular African country. Okay, I get that, but you do benefit from the social norms. You do benefit from maybe now you're not going to get pulled over all the time. You get the benefit from the feeling of being at home. You may not get some of the societal benefits, no. But you are reaping some of them.
Right.
The flip side can be said.
Yeah.
You know, when they come here, you know, like, at the end of the day, whether you African or a nigga from Detroit, when the police behind your ass, you a nigga.
Yeah, that's a fact. I think when it comes to, like, I'm not fully informed on exactly what ADOS is. From my understanding, from what I've seen, it's strictly for, I guess, first, second, third generation Africans born here on this land. And
no,
it's
not just African born. You know, you got to be a descendant of slavery.
Right. Yeah.
You know, so you have to be. Yeah, you have to be able to prove that you are.
That's the majority, though. You know what I'm saying? Like 60% of the slaves born here were West African. You know what I mean? So, like, that's the majority of us. Like, it's not like it's a small population. It's a lot of people. A lot of people
yeah.
who don't take the time to get their ancestry traced and you know and find out exactly what they are, who they are. Or where they bloodline come from. So, you know what I'm saying? I'm in favor of it, man. Like, I think anything at this point that that enlightens black people, that takes us to a different plateau, I support it. As long as it's in a positive manner. Like, I totally support it. Like, I don't see anything wrong with it.
I think it's an unnecessarily premature division. Like, I think that I get what he's saying, I understand what he's saying, but it's unnecessary at this juncture. Like, why, even if there's 6 Haitians and 14 black Dominicans that down for the cause, why alienate those few at this point? Like, if you're going to do something like that, and you know, that's your strategy, and I'm not agreeing with it, I'm not saying that's my strategy, but I'm just saying from a practical standpoint, if that's your strategy, do it after y'all have garnered whatever it is that you think is appropriate. You know, when reparations have been issued out, then handle that shit. Like, okay, bro, this is how it's going to be, or you're going to have to take your money and leave. But if you've been here for, like, let's just say 10-plus years or whatever, like, go ahead. What's the harm in them getting some money? I'm just not
because
that.
Because we ain't got our shit yet. Like, I understand that. I understand that, like, immigrants get treated, immigrants come here in this country and get treated somewhat on a higher plateau than what American-born citizens here get treated better than. And I understand that, because you're not gonna go anywhere else on the face of this continent, and that country put its citizens before a visitor. You know
what
I'm saying?
Let me ask you something, bro. Let me ask you something. Like, how many Africans have you worked with?
I work with mad Africans.
What would you say about them as employees and about what they do in their quote unquote free time? Like, are they in school? Are they working another job?
Yeah, they're more likely working another job or in school.
So they come over here and bust their ass.
That's a fact.
That's what I've seen of Africans. Them niggas don't be getting no breaks, bro. They work 3 and 4 jobs and still go to school. They be mad at us because we ain't doing the same thing.
Yeah, I get that too. But it's different circumstances. It's different circumstances. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, so
I'm not making an excuse for that. I'm not making an excuse for that, but I'm saying, like, just being realistic about it. It's different circumstances. You know what I'm saying? Like, they're not viewed the same, you know what I mean? Essentially, they're awarded a better education. You know what I mean?
How are they awarded a better? That's what I'm. That's like if it makes sense and if I believe it, okay, I understand. But how are they awarded a better education?
I ain't really met too many dumb Africans, though, that came from the motherland, y'all, came over here, like. They're all, like, extremely smart. So there's got to be something within the education system.
In their country, yes, they get prepared to come over here.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I mean.
That's not their fault.
Like, in their country, no, it's not their fault. But if you're essentially awarded a better education, then you should thrive in a society in which you came from a better education system. You're supposed to thrive. It's just like nobody, like, it's no different than an immigrant who came here from China. They got the best education system in the world, arguably. That's why they thrive.
Okay, they get some help too, though. I've seen that one. You know, being able to work in a really big-ass hospital, like, you see all types of immigrants.
All get help. They all get help.
The ones that I've actually spoken with have not been wealthy at all and wasn't getting shit, bro. Like, was broke. And was, you know, like, you're a resident as a doctor, you working like 70, 80 hours a week. And you're making less than the nurses. And that 70, 80 hours, you're only getting 40 hours of that. The rest of that shit is off the clock.
Right.
They be broke. People don't understand that, bro. So it's not, you know. I think they're being unfairly punished to an extent. But like I say, at the same time, I kind of get what dude is saying. But I just can't see how it's beneficial at this point. Like, okay, wait till we get, you know, it's official. Like, ain't nobody about to get no money now anyway. Like we're probably not going to live to see that. Do I think it's going to happen? I do. I think at some point, yeah, they'd just be like, here's a check. You know, they're going to need us at some point. Extremely. Not, you know, not that they've been dependent on us since day one, they have. But it's going, you know, at some point beyond us, yeah, we're going to get some money. And then what? And then we're going to start beefing with Africans? Like, that's basically what it's going to turn into, bro. Now we can't go to Africa.
I don't think that, though. I met plenty of dudes that's from Africa. I came over here and put me down on the mad stuff that's going on over there. I was like, yo, you should come over. You know what I'm saying? Like, I talked to African dudes, and they try to explain to me why I should be married to an African woman. And it made a lot of sense. I ain't going to hold you. It made a lot of sense. It made a lot of sense. Like, their counterpoints on why, you know what I'm saying, I should marry an African woman, and it was all for financial gain. Not all for financial gain, but it was for, you know, for future financial gains. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, all the gain that they was giving me, it was about entrepreneurship and basically having, like, trade with, you know, vendors directly from Africa, you know, to America. And that type dude. It made a lot of sense. Like, I ain't gonna hold you, but it made a lot of sense to me.
You don't really be like that, though, bro. You're good with that. You don't think there's not gonna be no repercussions? You don't think Jamaicans gonna be mad at us, nigga?
Who cares? Like,
you saying
like,
that
my
now,
bro?
Let's say
like Jamaicans got reparations. Jamaicans got reparations. Haitians got reparations. Like, everybody else got their reparations except us. And that's my only thing. Like,
I get that.
How can we ever be on equal playing ground? All right, go ahead.
I get what you're saying, man. But when you think about it, it's money, bro. Let's say this country was like, okay, black folks, descendants of slaves, y'all get $1 trillion. But just descendants of slaves. The niggas
right.
gonna be mad. Period. You if you
it was
think
Jamaican
they not,
slaves.
Bro,
it was Jamaican slaves. It was Jamaican slaves. And guess what? If they didn't get reparations while they was in Jamaica for whatever reason, yo, like I don't think it's, if they people wasn't here, guess what? It just is what it is. It's no different than me moving to Jamaica and expecting to get reparations for what Jamaican slaves did. No.
All right, so if there's a black person that grew up in Africa, but somehow was, you know, maybe his parents was from here, and he's a descendant of slavery, do he get to get his bread too?
Why not? That makes sense. If he was African and his people was bought on this land, who helped build this country for what it is, yeah, he should be awarded.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Okay. All right.
Absolutely.
I can't be mad at that.
You know what I'm saying?
But I do think that there's going to be significant repercussions. And you can see it now, bro. Like, you could see the venom with which these niggas is going at each other. Like, this Antonio Moore dude, like in the video, I love the petty, by the way, bro, if you ever hear the show. Like, the nigga's so petty, bro. But apparently he's a lawyer.
Trying to be a lawyer.
Well, that's true, and yeah, he was petty, bro. I was dying laughing, but at the same time, like, it's like you know how we do. We're not really about to be throwing no shots publicly at nobody, bro. You know, and I get where he's coming from because apparently, like, niggas been going ham on his ass. So I get it from you got to say something. You know, but man, like he did clap back. I will say that, but I don't know, bro. It's like somebody got to be better than that when it concerns us. That's just my two.
Yo, I honor.
And not better
I
than him per se,
like
but the situation on both sides. Somebody got to come to the table and be like, look, bro. You know, if it's behind the scenes, if it's over the phone, if it's on the show, you know. Like, I just don't like black folks publicly going at black folks, bruh. Especially, motherfuckers, when you get to a certain level of success where you can actually probably get in touch with that individual.
Is that not what niggas is programmed to do, though? Like, that's just what it is. Like, not saying I agree with it. I don't like it either. But, like, when it comes down to, you know, when it comes down to ADOS, like, I feel like this. I'm in support of it. I know for a fact that my ancestors were slaves. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
There's no question about it. I know that for a fact. And with meaning my children would be descendants of slaves, meaning my parents, you know what I'm saying, and so on and so forth. My people's put in work here. Yo, you know what? Everybody else got paid for their people's, you know what I'm saying, being here, and it put them in a position to be successful. So guess what? I want my shit too. You know what I'm saying? And the only way this country is ever going to be able to get over, not even, this country is always going to be racist. Like, this, everything's built off race. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, identify by racial fear, identify by anything else. You know what I'm saying? Globally, pretty much. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, identify by why you look. People want, before anybody knows your name or whatever, they're going to identify you by your sex and your race and the color of your skin. When it comes down to
it,
at the end of the day, you said that's what?
That's not everywhere. Like, you go to Africa, like, how they going to judge you on your color of your skin?
Everybody's racist, bro. They got niggas bleaching their skin so they not dark. Like, of course it's based off race. You know what I'm saying? Of course it's off how you look. Like, they got niggas hating themselves.
All right, I get what
you're
saying.
You know what I'm saying? Like, skin color is a class or something. Like, the lighter your skin, the higher class of that you are. No, it don't work like that. You feel what I'm saying? So it's like the whole banana in the tailpipe was to teach you to hate how you look so they can look like you. You know what I'm saying? Like, everybody, we had this conversation, everybody want to be black. Everybody want to be black. We the creative. We create everything, bro. We make everything cool. We make, you know what I mean? Like, we make everything
cool. Them
niggas
getting skin cancer to be like us.
Exactly. Right. And right. Now imagine how crazy that shit sounds. That shit sounds crazy. But that's what it is. It's just what it is. Like, at the end of the day, the only way this country will ever take a step forward as far as progression goes, as far as the next generation dealing with racism, it's necessary. I feel like it's a necessary step for this country to take a step forward, for this country to say it stands on the principles that it stands on. It has to happen. It's old.
I mean, and if you want to be honest, man, like, practically speaking, from a realistic standpoint in this country, it makes more sense for this government to just say, here's $1 trillion. Because most of us are still going to stay here in this country, and you're going to get that money back.
Exactly. Exactly. They're going to get the money back anyway. You know what I'm saying?
Really,
and at the end of the day, it's just not happening because it's black people. You know what I'm saying? Do you understand? Like, I don't even like watching TV no more. Do you understand how quick Jews use the race card? Do you understand how quick white people say anti-Semitism and never say anti-blackism? No, you know what I'm saying? Like, it don't exist in that world. Because it's just a known fact that we second class citizens. Like, you guys are lawyers and bankers. You guys decide on who get money. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I will say one thing though, bro. Like, I'm not gonna turn no money down. if they was like, hey, bro, we about to give you $1 million. Okay. You know, now would I share it with if I was like really close with somebody that was not an ADOS? Yes, I would. That's just me. And I know, you know, I'll be a sucker or whatever, you know, a lot of people will say, oh, well. But I'm keeping it a stack, yeah. You know, it's not something that I feel like I can take with me to the grave. And it just would just me personally make me just feel better. Like, I don't, you know, it is what it is.
Yeah, no, I just, listen, I got a problem with people looking down on me or feel like they can look down on me when you had an advantage from the jump. You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't get to talk shit to me, and you was already 5 steps ahead of me. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's the part where I'm like, nah, it don't work like that. So
from an African standpoint, they don't culturally understand, and I get that part, the remnants of slavery. Because they, you know, somebody that comes here as an adult, you know, so all they see is the flashy shit in America that somehow in their mind we should have been taken advantage of, and they don't understand that there's a system in place and that shit's been here since day one.
And that system is
so
real.
I think that's like, yeah, and there's a disconnect with that sometimes.
Yeah, and the system is real. Like, yo, the systematic racism was, I don't want to say perfectly built, but it's definitely effective. It's done its job. You know what I mean? And we're just now getting hit. You know what I mean? The masses of us are just now getting hit to the effects that it's truly having on our community, which is why it's been the cycle that it's been.
My bad, bro. But right now, if you can watch the live stream. It's a video on, and it's a clip, and it says how to spot a bot on social media. And what they were talking about was, I guess these two sisters was on TV saying, one was Joy Reid, I know that, that basically ADOS was created by the Russians. I didn't like that shit either. Like, come on,
yeah,
now. There's a real person apparently that created ADOS, or real people. And even if you don't like them people, to say some goofy shit like that, it's disingenuous at best.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
And the thing, that's the shit I don't like.
Yeah, I get that. I agree with you on that. I just don't like how fast we ought to tear each other down. Especially, you know, like, they're not going like this with the LGBT community or anything of that nature. You know what I'm saying? Like, people are identifying with their sexuality before they identify with their race. That's a problem. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can have different organizations under one umbrella as long as it's all for the same cause. At the end of the day, like me, I'm about black people who are about black people. You know what I'm saying? Like, and who you pray to and who you sleep with is your business. Like, that ain't really my battle. Like, my battle is you for the progression of black people and us growing as a society and as a community. You know what I mean? That's all I care about. Like, I think we look too in depth as to what people indulge in. Like, I really don't give a fuck about who people sleep with. That's their business. You know what I'm saying? Like, at the end of the day, but if they a soldier, they a soldier. At the end of the day.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. Like, that ain't my business. I don't even want to get off into that too much, really, you know, because it ain't. You know, but my
right.
thing is that, like, that person got to live with that person. You know, I'm not paying a light bill, bro. So I ain't trying to judge nobody. I'm struggling like everybody else.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, like, because we don't agree on everything, it doesn't mean that we can't come to some type of agreeable ground and progress as a community in itself.
A fact.
You know what I mean? Like, we hold ourselves back. And that's the thing about it. Like, man, we're not going to agree on everything. That's just a fact. Like, niggas don't even agree with everything with their girl. You think you're going to agree with everything with somebody who you've known for X amount of months? You know what I mean? Or, it's like the expectations are just kind of unrealistic to me as far as what we expect from one another. Like, we just don't embrace each other like we should be.
I mean, but let's keep it a stack, though, bro. Like, let's be all the way real with this one. If you are a black gay person, what black organization are you going to go to and be accepted? So I don't know if it's necessarily that they put
gay organization.
And you may be right in some instances, but I don't think it's necessarily that they are putting their sexuality over their race. I think they're going where they feel comfortable and where it's more organized.
Yeah, man, that may be true.
You really telling me that some gay dude is going, first off, what organization you know is going to take, it will allow an openly gay dude to participate in their shit and not clown him? And I'm not saying they should clown him. I'm saying they wrong. But who going to do that, bro?
It's you just don't know, bro. Like, it's you know, we had one yo on here, and he flipped out. You know what I'm saying? He was openly gay and all that. You know what I'm saying? You remember that show? We trashed it.
Yeah,
but
he wasn't necessarily fighting for black people. He was fighting for a certain scintilla of black people, and he made that clear.
Yeah. I don't know, man, but it's people out here, man, and it's a bunch of people out here who all support different things. You know what I'm saying? And at the end of the day, like, I'm realistic enough to know that, you know, niggas is not going to agree on everything. And because of that, it doesn't mean that I should still try to progress with you. You know what I mean? At the same time, if you for building black businesses, if you for furthering black education, and you know what I mean, and helping us grow stronger, like, I'm gonna support you. I don't care about that other stuff. All that stuff is irrelevant to me.
I mean, but that's you.
Like, we work,
and I agree with you on that. But what I'm saying is we're, it's like a damned if you do, damned if you don't. Like,
it's one of those situations.
When you talk about a black gay person, you know, is they get punished for not, you know, being down for the cause, but they get punished if they're down for the cause. They gotta hide their shit.
I don't agree with that.
There's the openly gay that's down for the cause.
There's plenty of niggas who are gay that you don't know are down for the cause.
I didn't ask you that. They hiding their shit because they know. If they was open about that shit, niggas would excise their ass.
Yo, it is what it is when it comes to that, though. Like, ain't nothing you can do about that.
It is something you can do about that. Not be that way. That's pretty simple.
Yeah, but, I mean, that's on a case-by-case basis, bro. Like, niggas is going to like what they're going to like and not. You know what I mean? And vice versa. So it's just kind of like, ain't nothing you can do about that. Like I said, if you like, in my eyes, like I said, you official. You down for the cause, you down for the cause. And that's not, you know what I mean? Like, that can't be refuted.
Yeah, the cause got to,
like,
be
I'm
down
pretty
for
sure.
You, bro.
Yeah, no question. I agree.
Yeah. You know, and at some point, like, if you one of those people that's motivated to get up off your ass and go make some change, you're going to find something to do it. And you'll go to the place that says, hey, we want you here. And not the place
right.
that says, we want you here. Well, nigga, you got to keep that over there. Now, I understand, you know, like, don't nobody, like gay or otherwise, you don't want nobody, like, your man's wife come up there and they to the job and they slobbing each other down at the counter. You don't want no shit like that with nobody. So certain things, yeah, you need to keep, but you shouldn't have to be like, oh, well, I'm with this chick and lying to motherfuckers for no reason. But you make no mistake, bro. Like, that's, it's just, you know, it is what it is. You're right about that. It shouldn't be that way.
Right.
And that's just me. And certain shit I don't want to see personally. You know, I'm being honest.
I get
There's
that.
Some things I don't want to see publicly. But at the same time, like, I don't want to be like, you can't have it both ways. You can be ambiguous about it either way, and I'm not, you know, judging you on that shit, but you can't have it both ways. You can't say, well, you ain't down for the cause, but the cause ain't down for you, and then be mad that they go for another cause.
Right. Yeah, that's true, too.
That's all I'm saying.
I get that. Yeah, I get that.
Oh, but I do need to remind people, man, you are tuning into My Skin Is My Sin on Blog Talk Radio. From goons to gods, we welcome everyone. We only got one rule. And let's be respectful. If you do want to get on air, the number is 347-855-8692. You got to press 1 to get on air. And I will download this and kind of clean it up and put it back on the YouTube channel. That's My Skin Is My Sin. But we're talking about Eidos. And it's been an interesting conversation. I kind of wanted my mans to call up here, and I can't remember his name. I did want to hear from Jay Dizzle. I'm curious to get his thoughts. I think he talked about it, but I haven't checked it out. And I believe Thought Crimes talked about it. I know that shit was fire, too, because that's family, too. But I always, man, I should have plugged in Knowledge, too, because that would have been a good bill, too.
That's a fact.
Oh, but yo. Matter of fact, let me switch the topic just a little bit, and let me see if I can find this. This video right here. Okay, this is your man's Barr, the Attorney General.
Yeah. Barr looks like Rick Moranis with gout. he looks like a swole, he's like an alcoholic Rick Moranis, just all swole up with gout and shit. Like, you know, stiff. You see this nigga's face, yo. Like, oh man. Like,
if you want to keep it a stack, though, what I've seen, man. Like, I'm absolutely not a fan of that dude. Just to put it lightly.
Nah, man.
However, he's an
asshole.
From his standpoint, he did a phenomenal job, bro.
He's a soldier.
He has
right.
The shit.
It's going to cost him his career, but yeah.
Is it?
Yeah.
Is it really?
Yeah.
How?
It's going to cost him his career.
How?
Yo, that's a fed charge. What you mean? That's a fed, like, if you don't think he's not going to be investigated or they're not going to take action on any of that, yo, like, you could clearly tell what's going on. Like, this ain't just, you know what I'm saying? This just ain't no low, like, white-collar crime. Like, this is serious. Like, he's on a big stage.
No, bro. Like, first off, for them to really do anything, bro, the Senate has to be on board with that shit, and they're not. All they're going to do is say it's part of the witch hunt. I mean, like from their standpoint, it just going to fall in line to their lies. Ain't shit going to happen to dude. If he leaves, it'll be because those motherfuckers didn't want to hear about him anymore and fired him. And at that point, yeah, you may be right. I don't think his career will be over. I think he'll be good.
Yeah, I ain't sure about that, man.
You know, but it's just, you may be right about that shit. Like, afterwards, yeah, he may be screwed. I don't think I did. And I was just, somebody was inboxing me about, what's his name, Antonio.
You see how, like, you know when a nigga lying, when he repeat every question, like, for the most part. Like, they said, so, did the White House ever ask you to investigate anybody? What do you mean by investigate? Like, come on, my nigga, like, you the fucking Attorney General. Like, you know exactly what she means by investigate. You know exactly what she means. He asked every question and repeated it. And was like, I don't understand what you mean by interrogated. Like, come on, bro. You mean a thesaurus? Like, you know what's going on.
I mean, but he did what he was supposed to do, which was really, on this one, I think his problem is his last time he testified, and the fact that letter that Mueller wrote, went ham on
that.
Mueller wrote the perfect office fuck you nigga letter.
Right.
That shit was classic, bro. But he lied about that shit the last time he testified in front of Congress. Now that might be problematic,
right.
But again, I don't think they'll do shit while the man is in office.
That's the only reason why he's not being indicted.
Yeah. I don't think they're going to do that to him, which is ridiculous. You know, you can't sit up here and talk all this democracy shit and then say, no, it's democracy for everybody but them couple of motherfuckers.
But, right. Yeah, I agree.
You know, I don't want to hear that shit, to be quite honest. That's some, that really
right.
is some, you know. But, again, like, from his standpoint, yeah. You know, like, oh, Kamala Harris, man, I must give her some props, though, man. Like, her questioning of him was probably, like some of the simplest but most strategic questions I saw in the clips.
Absolutely.
Yeah. You know. And I did notice, like, on the fly, they came up with some shit, too. So shout out to, I know she didn't come up with all that shit by herself. No disrespect to her. But that's why them people be sitting behind them. So whoever
Yo,
on
Kamala
the
Harris
came up with, some, you know, yeah, they came up with some on-the-spot shit, too.
You know, she kind of thick, bro, like, in real life. Like, I ain't going to hold you.
Oh,
like, when
God.
I did the, like, you know, I see that in real life, bro. Like, she.
That got to do anything,
she kinda
bro.
Thick, bro. Everything, like, you know, like, I like to watch her, you know, watch her speak. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's nothing more than, you know. An attractive, educated black woman. You know what I'm saying? Like, you definitely capture your attention a little bit more. So versus opposed to looking at Hillary Clinton. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's nothing attractive about her. You know, like, she wears Steve Harvey suits. You know, so. You know, Kamala Harris is actually, you know, attractive.
All right, I get you that, man. I get you that. She's an attractive woman. Yes, she is.
Yeah,
she kind
of thick in real life, man.
Bro.
I was a little surprised. I'm not voting for
matter
either.
Matter of fact,
you know
since we on it, bro, like, who we voting for thus far? Like, who's your, you know, is there somebody that you voting for? You should black people just sit it out? Say, fuck it.
Yo, I'm not voting until PFK Boone run for president, bro. PFK Boone run for president, you know what I'm saying? My vote counted for it. I'm not. You know what I'm saying?
Okay,
like,
bro.
You know, until then.
And I love Boone, but I just don't see Boone running for president, bro.
Nah, I don't. That's my way to just saying, you know, I'm not fucking voting. Like, I'm not doing it. Like, I don't like none of these niggas. Like, I'm not saying never. Like, I was with Cory Booker until he said the sucker shit about, you know, about reparations. Because I feel like no matter what, you know what I'm saying, no matter what, like, that's a topic that we have to address, and it needs to be addressed, and there should be a plan for it. Until then, bro, like, yo, niggas not getting my vote. I just feel
like he kind of gets, like, a couple
Biden.
Points, bro, just for being a G, just saying.
Who?
Cory Booker.
Cory Booker?
Yeah.
Yo, I will only vote for Cory Booker because he gets women. Like, I peeped this game. I was around the dude for, like, 30 minutes. Like, I peeped the way he moved. You know what I'm saying? And I understand. You know what I'm saying? So, like, that's the only way I believe I can relate. And I kind of respect the game a little bit. Like, Cory Booker get women, bro. Like, I ain't going to hold you. Like, he gets women. So,
like that's what I'm saying, bro. Like, you got what's her girl, Rosario? I can't be mad at that, bro. Yes, you get a couple points. Yes, I'm sexist, bro. Sue me. Not hugely, just mildly. And I don't think, matter of fact, that's not even sexist because women objectify us all the time. So, you know, that is just me vocally espousing it. And, well, some people ain't going to like it. Oh, well. And she talking about Bill. Now see, this Bill Barr must resign shit is goofy. Like, what an absolute waste of money and time.
Nah, he should resign.
Come on,
bro.
Like,
I
that's just not. That's some goofy shit, bro. Do you actually? We talking about Trump guy and his guy. You actually think
Man,
they give a
Bill,
shit?
Bro, Bill Clinton got some head, bro. Bill Clinton got some head, bro. Like, that's it. And they tried to impeach him for obstruction of justice, for getting some head, for doing something that all presidents do. Like, nah, man. Like, it's the hypocrisy of the United States government. Like, no. And peace that nigga.
Oh,
and peace all
absolutely.
Niggas life.
It is hypocritical, but what I'm saying is, from their standpoint, thus far, Trump has not given one shit about Democrats, black folks, or nobody else that ain't agreeing with him and white. That's not about to change, bro. If you think that nigga gonna quit just because CNN or Kamala Harris or anybody else on the quote-unquote left is talking about he should resign, you seriously fooling yourself. You just wasting money, energy, and time. And let's be honest. They're just trying to squeeze as much out of this shit as they can for her. And which I'm not mad at. You should. She's running for president. But do she really give a shit about whether he resigned? No. I don't think so. None of them do.
That
really.
May be true. Nah. I'm not saying they're going to go to the full extent of, you know what I mean, seeing it all the way through. But, like, calling for the dude to resign, yo, he should. Like, remember the conversation we had earlier? I said, yo, if black people have Republican unity, yo, like, we be ahead of the game. Like, that's one thing. Like, all they need is a flag. Like, if they had a bandana or something, like a Republican bandana or something, you know, like, yo, they thugging it out right now. Like, their loyalty to their party is undeniable. Like, you can't deny this shit. Like, that's the loyalty black people need to be having for each other.
Okay, I agree with that one. Yeah.
Man, know, that's the loyalty we should be having to each other. Like, just imagine as a recording of me saying I grab women by the pussy, right? And you heard it. Like, and someone asked you about it, you would say, yeah, that nigga was wilding. You know what I'm saying? A Republican would say, well, those are alternative facts, and that's how you feel. You know what I'm saying? They would flip the whole joint around and victimize me. Like,
yeah.
You feel me? Like, the way they think, like, it's just some different shit, bro. Like, I don't understand it. It's definitely some alternative shit, but it works for them. It works for them, you know what I mean? Like, how the gauge of morality has completely, you know what I mean, changed in this country.
Yeah.
Period. Like, morality is just is a second option.
I mean, I take that back, because I mean, like, it depends on what you're talking about with morality, because, like, the morals of this country was founded immorally. You know, from day one. You know, so
yeah, no question. No question.
And before this country was even a thought. And wait a minute, hold on, bro. And I'm just sitting up here, and I don't know if this is true or not, but Facebook banned Louis Farrakhan, Alex Jones,
yeah, I heard that,
for being quote unquote dangerous. Like,
I heard that. I saw a brother Ben X post that. This guy, it must be some truth to it.
Okay.
Yeah, it's got to be some truth to it. I saw Ben X post it.
I said that when they started, what was that, last year when they started fucking with Alex Jones?
Yeah, you know we was next. Like, listen.
Yes.
Alex Jones was just
the reason that they gonna go after the rest of us.
Right. Yeah, he's an scapegoat.
Yeah. He just happened
Alex
to be
Jones
that one person,
like,
that was so extreme they could make an example of.
Yo, Alex Jones is the Cassidy of white people. You know what I'm saying? Like, pop mad shit, bro. Like, he got classic verses. You know what I'm saying? Like, he got damn facts. He got classic verses, bro.
Hell no. No, I can't say that I've listened to Alex Jones. All I knew is that when that nigga got slammed and everybody was celebrating, I'm like, no, nah, bro, that's about to be a problem.
I would subscribe to Alex Jones' channel. You know what I'm saying? Bruh, that nigga be on some shit. Like, he's like the Little John of white people. Like, he just get all white people riled up. Yo, real shit. He is the white Little John. Like, he be having all types of, you know, Wrangler commercials and shit on his channel. You know what I'm saying? And
are you serious?
You know, all types of what? Man, yo, he got his own network. Like, that dude's worth some bread. Like, he a Texas, like, his father was affiliated with the CIA or something like that. And like, his father was tapped into some shit. And that's how he kind of got into that whole truther type deal.
I ain't know shit about that. You done read the man's bio and everything.
Yo, I'll subscribe to his channel, bro. Like, you gotta pay attention to a white dude like that.
So how big was the channel?
Yo, Alex Jones had millions of followers. Like, he had one of the biggest platforms in the country. I'm trying to think of who. It's like a white Bob Marley almost. You know what I'm saying? Just not as cool. Like, it's just abrasive and awkward. You know what I'm saying? But he spoke a lot of he could talk to white niggas' souls, pretty much. Like, he's got that gift.
I think the only thing I remember about him is that the dude that I can't remember what school shooting that was, but he showed up and said it was a hoax.
Sandy Hook.
Huh?
It was Sandy Hook.
Yeah, that was him,
and
though,
he
right?
Said, yeah, that was him. He apologized for it. I want to say like 2 weeks ago. He apologized for it and said that he was under. Listen, this the white apology for I'm tripping. He said I was under psychosis. No, that's really what he said. He was like, I was under psychosis.
Oh, they should be
done.
Wow.
And it was okay. And white guys was like, oh, it's okay. He was under psychosis, honey. You know what I'm saying? Like it was all good. Like, what the fuck? Like, nah, bro. Like, now, I'm not opposed to thinking that the government, you know, set things up and, you know, things of that nature. I'm not opposed to that frame of mind or you know, thinking or whatnot. But, you know, when the dude said it, he was the first dude talking. He was talking about Pizzagate, too. The same stuff that Irritated Genie was talking about with the kids going missing, you know what I'm saying, in D.C. and all of that, and the pizza shop. Like, Alex Jones was, like, Irritated Genie and Alex Jones was probably the first two people talking about that.
Oh, and let me tell you just a totally unrelated story. This shit happened to me today. So I go to McDonald's on my lunch break. And it's just the same McDonald's that they let you order your shit and then tell you when you get to pick up your food that you got to go sit over there because it's going to be 3 minutes. And I'm like, you should have told me that before I spent my money. And I told that to the first person. Well, the first person that I came encounter with was rude as hell. So the second person, I'm like, y'all should have told me that it was going to cost me 3 minutes because I'm on my lunch break. I only get a half an hour before I pay my money. And you got a problem with that. Okay, let me see the manager. The manager brings me my food. And so this bitch comes up and starts telling me, well, the chick at the window, white chick, was not really rude. She's a Christian woman, and she believes in Jesus. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, what the hell that got to do with me? I said, first off, Christians have probably killed more people on this planet than any other religion.
And That's a fact. There's no question about
that. Her whole face just fell to the floor. And her believing in Jesus ain't got nothing to do with being rude to me. I was like, matter of fact, what's your name? I'm not telling you. And she walked away. Like, bitch, I know where you work at. All I got to do is call the corporate office, genius.
Right.
You know, but it's just those little microaggressions like that. Like you, she immediately started defending that chick. I understand, yeah, okay, yeah, that's your employee or whatever. But, like, it was as if I was wrong from the jump.
Yeah.
And I didn't appreciate that shit. And all you had to do was is recognize that's a flaw in your policy. Or are you doing that intentionally to get my money? Because like I told her, if I wasn't on lunch, I wouldn't move an inch. Because typically I don't. No.
Right.
You know, because they had a matter of fact, the old girl had the nerve to tell me, this is the McDonald's way. And I actually told her, well, my way is to sit here until I get my food.
Right.
And she didn't
like
it.
Yeah, you know, like, of course, and of course she wouldn't, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, like, that's kind of, like, typical. I don't know. And I hate to think about our own people. Yeah, it's typical.
Like I'm going to keep it a stack. I went to an interview, man, recently, and I didn't realize the area that I would be working in. And I told them in the interview, I feel uncomfortable coming out here. And old girl was like,
right.
Well, I grew up out here. And it's one of them areas that is known for just, you know, black people stay away, basically. And old girl was like, well, I grew up here. So I don't know what to tell you, but it's two places in Cleveland that when you move here, they tell you don't go. And this is one of them. So I get out to the parking lot. And there's another one of them and her kid about to get into their car on the passenger side. I'm parked next to her. I walk up, and she just moves out the way. Okay.
Right.
So I open my door and get in my shit. And I hear her mumbling, you're welcome. I said, bitch, what?
Wow.
She was like, well, I moved out the way. You ain't move out the way for me, bitch. You was scared.
Right.
I was like, get in your car and shut the fuck up.
Damn, bro.
Like, I'm things have just been, you know, like, it's just been, like, bruh. I'm tired.
Yeah, I definitely understand that.
You know, like some of the things that just continue to happen to you, and when you get to a certain point in life, and it just keeps happening. And it's like, look, bro.
Uh-huh.
And it'd be the smallest things.
Right.
You know, like you had the audacity to think that I should thank you for allowing me the privilege of getting in my car.
Right.
Like that's not my shit, and I don't have a right to get in my shit. And actually, I would have, you got a kid. I would have waited till you put your kid in there. But you just assuming some shit. Like, I'm literally walking out the interview. The interview of the job, I'm like, nah, I don't even want this shit.
Right.
And you are the reason why I don't want to come out here.
Yeah, I feel you on that. Like, man, like, I don't know, man. Like, we were talking about earlier, bro. Like, I just got my mind set on like-minded people. You know what I'm saying? And if nigga not like-minded, if nigga don't think how I think, yo, feel how I feel, yo, that's cool too. You know what I'm saying? I just know that I can't deal with you. You know what I mean? And I don't take it personal. Like, I just leave it at that. Yo, niggas gonna do what they gonna do regardless of how down you think they is or how down you think they not. you know what I mean? They're going to choose to deal with who and whatever. You know what I mean? And I respect it. So, you know, I just look for the people
you move
who think like me. And move, right. That's it.
Yeah. You know, mm-hmm. And people don't be
that's
getting
it.
That. You know, like, you ain't got to make a big deal out of shit. And that's what I'm saying about the whole idols thing. And I forget, it was another, it's another group. I saw another video, too. Matter of fact, since, let me go back to that. I did see another video, and I can't remember this dude's name, but basically he got into a little scrap with another cat that people were saying were part. He was part of Ados. But apparently he's not. But he called old boy a coon. And then old boy got pissed at it, and like grabbed his throat. And I'm sitting here at the house, not knowing either one of these cats, and not knowing anything outside of that little clip of video that I saw. That's all I saw.
Right.
But I'm not gonna front, bro. Like if especially they was on camera too, man. Like if you called me a coon, nigga, I'm pissed.
Right.
Like if he was just like, okay, yes, you're right, I'm a coon. Then what would niggas be thinking? Like you should be angry when
right.
niggas call you a coon, bro. Like that part,
right.
Yeah, I kind of you might get punched, bro.
Yeah, that's a fact. No question.
Yeah, you know, so I kind of got that part, you know, and I know people don't want to hear that shit. You know, but I'm just being honest, bro. Like. That's like walking up to a grown man calling him a bitch.
Right.
If you get punched after doing that, like most of us will understand why you got punched. They might be like, damn,
right.
you got the shit punched out of you or he sucker punched you. But I can understand. Kind of
right.
the same scenario. You know, so that little clip, you know, and I just saw a little clip. I'm pretty sure there's way more footage out there somewhere, and if it is, hit me up. I'd like to see it. But if it's just that little clip, yeah, bro, I kind of get it. I was thinking, like, yeah, that might be the last straw for me, too. Because old boy was, like, laying it
yeah.
in point, you know. And he was, I don't know if he was spitting facts or whatever, you know, but he was calling that nigga on what he felt like he wasn't doing publicly. And
yeah.
dude was like, you know, he, you know, every now and then he's like, no, bro, you ain't been watching. I've been doing that. Okay, I don't know. Again, I don't know either one of these cats. And he like the other dude was like rebuttal. You know, no, bro, I seen you, you know, on Blase Flea, and you was basically tap dancing. And he was like, bro, you gonna let me talk? The other dude was like, you gonna let me talk? And dude wouldn't let him talk. He was like, all right, bro, I'm out. And then he tried to dap the dude.
Right.
Dude wouldn't dap him, but he wouldn't let him leave either. And then dude with the rebuttal again, like, nigga, you a coon. And he got hands laid. Well, not really hands laid, but he did try to choke him up a little bit.
Hey, man, you know, everything, you know, accordingly.
Yeah. Like, yeah, you...
I get it. I get
yeah.
it. Hey, Carl. He ain't calling me no coon to my face either, bro. Like, I ain't going for it.
Right.
I ain't had
it. You know, so I don't know if that resonates with everybody the same way, but calling me a coon, man, what? Especially
right.
when, like, if the other dude, in his heart, and again, I don't know these two cats, but if the other dude in his heart feel like he actually doing... You know, something for black folks. He could, he couldn't. I don't know. But he instantly got angry when that nigga called him a coon, and I understood the anger.
Right.
You
yeah,
know, and
I
a nigga that a nigga that's really cooning, you probably wouldn't be calling him a coon. It wouldn't bother him.
Right.
You know, you would say something else that you felt would, like, really hurt him. Because I'm pretty sure, like, if you a coon, you know, you've been called a coon before.
Yeah, no question.
And it doesn't bother you. So, eh. You know, but my bad. It's just, you know, how my brain works, man. I won't say I got ADHD, but focusing is difficult.
I do. Yeah, I definitely do.
Oh, and don't forget to go check out myskinismysin.net, man. We got some dope shit on there. My bad, bro. Go ahead.
What? Nah, I'm with you. It's all about promo, baby. You know what I'm saying?
You don't even know what we're talking about, do you, bro?
I definitely do. Chill.
Hey, you got no clue what we talking. Now, this is a picture that I would love to steal. Queen Lone Wolf got a picture in Cuba, which I would love to visit one day to keep it a stack. Like, I would like to see what the world was like in the 50s without the racism. I'm pretty sure there's racism in Cuba too, but I'm assuming that I probably would have, you know, if I go to Cuba, I got some bread, so I probably would get treated a little differently.
Yeah, that
by the age of 30, you should have $10. And matter of fact, what we got? We got about, you know what, and I think I'm going to probably end it up maybe about 15 minutes early. So we got about 20 minutes. But what was you saying about the social media post?
The old girl
that we should do.
Oh, okay. All right. So, what we should do is, what we could do is, we could have listeners nominate and send in posts for post of the day, or post of the week. The funniest post or the most thought provoking post. Either or. And we check them out, and between us, we'll vote on it and give that individual a shout out on air. Pretty much.
That would be dope. Like Lotus Wilson, just random because I just saw it, but it says by the age of 30, you should have $10 in your account, a bad relationship story, anxiety, and back pay.
I got all
that's fucked
shit.
Up.
I got all of that, bro. My back hurt right now, bro.
Hey, you know what, man? I hope black people leave Facebook, bro. It's about fucking time, man. We got spots to go to, bro. Like right now, we should be leaving in droves, but we ain't going nowhere because there's a lot of us, because we all on Facebook. We could be all on blackspot.com. Shout out to Daryl. And if you can hear my dogs, it's because they are retarded and they will bark at any fucking thing. So my apologies. But apparently Snoop Dogg is not happy with Facebook or any social media platform for that matter. The veteran rapper recently hopped on Instagram, ironically, on Thursday to call Facebook out for banning Mr. Louis Farrakhan from his platform. Okay, how about this, Snoop Dogg? If you hear the sound of my voice, instead of saying fuck Facebook for banning Mr. Farrakhan, how about saying, you know what, everybody sign up to blackspot.com and we're going to bring Mr. Farrakhan over there where black people own that shit.
Yeah, that's a fact. That would definitely be dope.
You know, that's one thing I'm starting to really hate about us is how we hate the scenario, but we won't support the remedy which is already in place.
Right. Yeah, no doubt. Uh-huh. And we definitely need more of the popular figures supporting black owned shit, man. So somebody at Snoop Dogg on Twitter or IG, man, and let them know what it is.
Yeah, you know what? I'm gonna make a clip and I'm gonna send it to him. You know, and I fucks with you, Big Snoop. You know, I'm not gonna front. Shit, you know, you're a legend. I ain't taking that away from you. But come on, bro, do it a different way. I understand the anger. I get it. But you're in a position to put other people in a better position.
And at the same time, giving black folks an alternative, man. We got to stop saying what the white man ain't doing. When we got people out here that's doing that shit and struggling.
Right.
And, you know, niggas mad at him because he was charging some money. Okay. Well, it depends on what you charging, bro. Maybe you need to, you know, it would help if you didn't charge as much. You know, you meet people halfway. It'd be doper if you charge half or what you charging now. But you got 100,000 people subscribed in a week because of Snoop Dogg.
Man, listen, Snoop made it ain't no fun if the homies can't have none. You know what I'm saying?
Yes,
so, yeah, you know.
Doggy
like,
Style, one of the top five albums of all time, bro.
Yeah,
that's
a fact. There.
I know that's tomorrow's show,
that's
but we're going to go there. Doggy Style is definitely top five albums of all time, bro.
Nah, I'm with you. I agree.
You know? And I will say back to what we were talking about with Snoop, I will say one thing, like, I ain't no big T.I. fan as far as, like, outside of rap. Rap, nigga dope. Outside of rap, I'm not the biggest fan of his. Like, I wasn't feeling the whole, well, let's ban Gucci until they hire black. No, fuck Gucci. But I did, like I said, I can't remember what show we did, but I did say that, you know, I did see the nigga, you know, promoting black-owned, you know, companies. So that's dope, you know. But
yeah, right.
It'd be doper when we got, and I mean, you know, like it'd be doper if K Dot just woke up one day and randomly just picked some obscure companies and say go fuck with them. Let me buy some shit,
right.
Make sure they good. They don't even got to know it's you buying it, and just give them some free promo, you know. J. Cole and
right.
I know J. Cole and both of them. I know they do their thing. But ain't nothing wrong with a little free, just random-ass promo for a nigga. And it ain't got to be
right.
us. That would be dope, though. Shout out to K-Dot and J. Cole. If y'all hear this, man, fuck with us, bro. Let us get the interview. And we not going to hate on you either, bro. We only got one rule. That's pretty easy, man. Be respectful. Everything else? Yeah. Everything else is like, yeah, you know, and that's what we're talking about tonight. We talked about ADOS a little bit, a little politics, a little life, you know, and if you got some shit you want to get off your chest, we got about 15 minutes left. Hit me up at 347-855-8692 and press 1. As a matter of fact, shout out to liberationmindedmedia.net, man. That is Blackout Stand Radio, Through the Knowledge Radio, The Rundown with Renee, and My Skin is My Sin. Oh, and make sure that you share our shit. I said make sure that you share our shit. If you're here today, share our show. If you're here in a week, share our show. If you hear it in 1 million in 2 years, matter of fact, if you hear it in 1 million in 2 years, you are the greatest motherfucker to ever grace the face of the earth for digging up this greatness and share our shit. Shout out to you. I like saying that, man. It's like my new thing. That's a dope-ass little slogan. It's too much to put on a shirt, but it's still a dope-ass little slogan. I'm about to hit the URL stage, bro.
Yeah, hey, bro.
I'm trying out for PG, bro. Niggas don't know I got bars, man. I got some bars. If I really wanted to
good.
Do yeah.
You could be good, bro.
I don't have that it factor. I just got to have bars, bro.
Nah, please.
Like I won't be able to swag my way through anything, bro. I'm an old man. I'm swagless. The swag has been extracted from my whole DNA. I got nothing, bro. Oh, and don't forget to check out my social media sites, too, man. I had to post them up there, too. Can we move that?
I'm trying to lose my swag.
You're trying to lose your swag? Come on, bro. You're trying to lose your swag, okay. And why would you want to lose your swag, bro? Can you lose your
man,
swag?
With no practice, yes. You, I mean, it's kind of like riding a bike. Like, you might have to take, like, 20, 20 pedals instead of 10, you know, get back on track. But you could definitely lose it, like, if you're not, you can still do it.
So you can't lose it, you can just get rusty. You have rusty swag.
Right.
Okay, I got you. Well, I got rusty swag then, because I ain't lose my shit, you know. And granted, you know, especially if I ran into some money, oh, man, the swag would be all the way back official. You know?
Yeah,
so
no
I guess
question.
If I did a couple of battles and I did decent, then, yeah, I should be good. Oh, my goodness, bro. I'm sorry, man. I'm reading Y Flow Etika, who is absolutely just nuts, man. Just an absolutely nuts person. Hold on 1 second, bro. Take over for just 1 second.
I bet. So, yeah, so, you know, I'm trying to lose my swag. I'm attracted to aunties and shit now, bro. Like, I just been getting hit on by mad old women. And, you know.
Well, my bad, bro. I thought it was somebody else. But, aunties, bro. Like,
yeah,
that's
man.
Not really saying anything.
It is. Like, I'm,
an auntie
yo, I'm
could
35.
Be 20 years old. An auntie could be 50 years old.
Yeah, but that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about, like, 50 and up, like, auntie. You know what I'm saying? Like, washed up auntie. Not the, you know what I'm saying? Not the auntie that looked good for her age and none of that, you know, whatnot. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm just, I just been, like, probably like the past couple months, just old washed up women been, you know, like, going out their way to talk to me. And, like, I'm trying to, like, find out exactly what it is that it is that I'm doing to attract these women. Because they are. Like, it's not me judging, it's just what it is. Like, yeah, washed up.
But why you can't, I mean, so you got the washed up old women like this? First off, they're not washed up, man. They seasoned. But you have some of the seasoned veterans hitting on you. Like, you must be, you losing your swag, bro. That's what it's not them?
Yeah, it may not, it's me. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I'm trying to lose my swag.
It's been successful. Yes, you are being – whatever you have been doing to diminish your swag has been successful.
Yeah, bro. Like, it's just not good. Like, I'm not going to no cookouts this year. You know what I'm saying? Like, none of that shit, bro. Like, I just don't want to deal with it.
Hey, man, this nigga Uncle Henny back on Facebook.
He was banned?
Huh?
You said Uncle Henny was banned?
I'm not sure if he was banned or he just decided to take some type of hiatus and shit.
Uncle Henny a funny nigga, bro.
Yeah, he is. I had to talk to him, man. I told him, go back. go back inside your Tim's.
Uncle Henny, you know, Uncle Henny is a funny nigga, man. Like,
he is hilarious,
God,
bro.
I
tried to get him on
bro.
The network so many times, bro. So many times. I'm like, bro, I will give you a show. Just do, you know, because when they did, because after he left Angry Fan, didn't he go to URL?
Yeah, but see, like, he need his own show. Like, the way he speak and, like, with his sense of humor, like, everybody ain't knowing that time, you know what I'm saying? So he need a platform to whereas, he, you know what I mean? Like, he could deal with niggas that's on that tight time. Like, I was rocking with him. Like, it was
I mean, you know what though,
like,
man? He wasn't set up for success when he left Angry Fan. Because on Angry Fan, when they was on, they was on. Like, you couldn't.
They was
get
on.
A better
That's
show.
Why Angry Fan was
yeah.
classic. Facts.
Yeah.
Facts.
Yeah.
Facts.
Shout out to Angry Fan, man.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, big facts. Yo, like, I wish I still listen to Cat's show. You know what I'm saying? But like, it ain't what it was. like it was a go to show to listen to. Like now, like I listen to Black Compass, you know what I'm saying? Only because I listen to Black Compass too, and I still support Angry Fan. But only because, you know, the dudes that I liked who came, they came from Angry Fan. You know what I'm saying? So I support both of them, you know what I mean? Because, like, they got good shows. Like, they have good content. They got a good show. So, you know, I support it. But, yeah, Uncle Henny definitely needs his own show, man. Like,
yeah,
he niggas hilarious.
Yeah, man, that nigga does need his own show, man. I would definitely fully support that shit too, you know. Or if he's gonna have somebody on there, that he's got some chemistry with, you know. Man, I'm telling you, I begged that nigga for a good probably 2 years, bro. Cause I know, like, just get that nigga a mic and let that nigga do it, you know. And you're right, like Caps is dope too. Like Caps can carry a show.
Yo,
like, I don't know if I can carry a show by
Caps is dope.
Every week. Yeah.
Caps, yo, and like, don't get me wrong when I say this, don't take it out of context, but Caps is a legend for what he brought to the table. You know what I'm saying? The way that battle rap evolved along with the media platforms, like Caps will always be legendary for that shit. You know what I'm saying? Because yo, niggas, everybody remember Caps in the garage, yo, with all the yard tools and shit. You know what I'm saying? I used to peep on this nigga's blogs and, you know, be in the crib blowing down, laughing my ass off, because I'm like, yo, this nigga really love battle rap. You feel me? And my wife used to be looking at me crazy, like, yo, what the fuck is he watching? This nigga got a chainsaw and shit. You know what I'm saying?
In the garage? That shit used to be classic, bro.
It was classic, bro. Like, you can't, and you can't replace that. You can't replace it. And that's how I always remember Angry Thing. That's how I always remember Angry Thing. You know what I'm saying? And that's why I still support him to this day, is because from the book that he put in prior, like, I remember the days.
Jada.
And the sad part is, man, is that like they just was, they was right there, man. Like, they should have been the unequivocal top of the mountain. And it was for a minute there, I will say.
Yeah, that
sounds like you just walked into the store, bro.
Nah, I'm at my it's my grandmother's birthday, man. So, you know, and before we get off, y'all, you know, shout out to my grandmother, happy birthday. And I'm
shout
over
out
here.
To the queen, happy birthday. Shit, man. We're going to wrap it up a little bit early anyway, man. I got some shit I need to do. I do apologize if you just tuned in. I cleaned it up a little bit. But that was a dope-ass little build, man. I appreciated that. Looking forward to tomorrow, too, man, on the water cooler, man. We're going to talk about some hip-hop. You know, that's going to be pretty dope.
That's a fact.
Yeah.
I got balls for niggas, bro. So,
you know,
tomorrow it is.
Don't come with the bias, bro. Leave the bias at home.
Nah, I'm unbiased. I'm unbiased, bro. Like, I'll tell you if I'm
unbiased.
You are the
thing from unbiased, bro. You are super biased. Oh, it's the East Coast.
You said Lazy Bones better than Styles P, bro. That's biased.
I said Crazy Bone had a better career than him, and he did.
No way.
Career-wise.
Styles P released his albums on iTunes. Crazy Bone releases albums on that piss. Like, it's a difference.
Yeah, who sells more?
Styles P.
No, he doesn't, bro. Stop it. Anyway, come with some numbers, bro. Come with some numbers. Stop it.
That's a fact.
All
I'll
right.
be on deck tomorrow.
We out, bro. All right, no doubt. Bet. We
Peace.
Out. Peace.
Peace.
Yeah. Yeah. Some time in life, you just get fed up. Some of my family and my friends, I had to cut them off. If you don't rock with me, then I don't rock with y'all. The time that I was broke and you didn't call. When I had to go to war with a whole squad, you ain't get involved. When it don't call, I go hard myself.
to my death. I gave my love, therefore I failed every single thing you felt. We both went hard together, we played every card the game then dealt. This shit went left, I ain't want nothing else but to see you shine. Yeah, turned you out to my plug to help you with your grind. Hey, he was only front and four, I told him man five. That was on my name, but then you ran off with the whole nine. You didn't cross the line, no, I'm gonna keep it real. I'm gonna keep it simple and plain. You fuck up my money, but don't never fuck up my name. When it come to money, friends and family, they gon' change. When it come to money, niggas known to fuck up the game. When it come to money, your closest father start acting fake. When you get that money, your closest father gon' start to hate. It's all about the money, don't get it twisted, make no mistake. If you ever think it's love straight from the game. Some of my family and my friends, I had to cut them off. If you don't rock with me, then I don't rock with y'all. It's time that I was broke, and you didn't call. When I had to go to war with a whole squad, you ain't getting involved. Me and my friends, I had to cut them off. If you don't rock with me, then I don't rock with y'all. It's time that I was broke, and you didn't call. When I had to go to war with a whole squad.